Uh-huh.
The champ is here.
I have arrived.
The champ is here.
Holla.
The champ is here. The champ
I'm a kill him with the first verse.
The
and I'm a bury him
here.
With the second.
The champ is here.
Watch.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Y'all drop when they see what I do. I'm addicted to success. There's no rehab. Try to cure my addiction, I relapse. They want me to fall down. It's time for rap. You still hating on me? Homie, we off that. I got that you know new flow. Okay, let's go. Credentials so overweight that they call me sumo. Mr. Jones, nobody could ever hold this. My words soak through your veins. Call it shit osmosis. Number one greatest. All time hated. Still outspoken. I'm my all time favorite. Almost famous. Me, I'm never nameless. Unsigned hype. Ain't no other way to state this. Number one record. Number one draftee. A one man show. One man army. Your hands can't hit what your eyes can't see, man. Float like a butterfly, sing like me. Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do. Oh, fresh, so straight back, no fiction. Number one spots, I don't like contradictions. Illest MC, Dr. Phil couldn't fix them. The answer to your problem, I 76 them. So what if they don't like me, I just fix them my agenda. If you ain't with me by now, I suggest that you surrender. A 2012 to haters and I head take conjectures. This ain't Monday Night Raw, I ain't no pretender. Break the unbreakable, do the impossible. Swag so unique, no one else can make it rockable. I'm highly unstoppable, beating me, that's improbable. Don't try to cut me off, see my style ain't probable. Blindly, blindly, on top is where you find me. Fade away, haters like Jordan in the 90s. I'm like an underdog, boy, thank God. Not even my team can keep me in this backyard. Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Sit back and just watch what I do.
Ooh. What's up, everybody? Man,
right.
Hold
on.
What's up? What's up? What's up? I had to unmute the microphone. The champ is here. You are the champ. You are the champ. Get that in your mind when you realize that things happen. Great morning. Welcome to the Ryan the Realest Show ever, guys. You know how we do on the show. We're going to say some things that some people are going to like. We're going to say some things that some people don't like because truth hurts sometimes. But that's okay. This is the realest show ever. Ladies and gentlemen, we're giving real insight that is absolutely needed daily. And we don't make any qualms about that. We don't pull any punches. We say the things that need to be said, and we say them with integrity and character and passion. Right?
Yes.
So say what's up, Pam, while I'm eating my bread.
I want to say great morning to everybody that's jumping on the grind, everybody that's tuning in on Blog Talk Radio. We truly appreciate you for calling in, you know, every Tuesday and Friday as the show takes place. 9 a.m. is early on the West Coast, right? 9 a.m.
is early on the West Coast
time, noon Eastern Standard Time, and I can tell you that it's another day. How y'all feeling out there? You know, as things are definitely happening, you know, in this world, I can tell you how you look at things. When you change the way you look at things, the things around you begin to change.
Say that again.
So when you change the way that you look at things, the things around you begin to change. And so, again, I can say if you're out there keeping it positive, you shout out because that's what the grind is all about. The grind is about keeping it positive as we give this real insight that's needed daily, every single day, right? So, great morning, everybody.
Great morning.
I'm trying
morning,
to get my stuff going, making sure we're good over here, right? Yes, yes, yes.
I
don't even have
trying to make things.
Right.
I want to share something with you guys here in just a moment. But we definitely want to talk about something hard hitting today. The title of today's show, guys, is Keep Up. Keep Up. K-E-E-P-U-P. Keep Up.
Keep Up.
I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you what you need to keep up with here in just a moment.
So definitely take the time for all of you that are tuning in, share this live, share it out, because you never know whose life this can actually bless. Okay, so take the time to definitely share, share this out. And we're looking forward to today. It's time for y'all to make sure that you're keeping up, right?
We got so much stuff going on.
I know. I'm trying to get it going. Trying to get us rocking and rolling.
We got 1, 2, 3, 4 devices. We got 4 devices going on right now.
Right.
So guys, we are live on Facebook. I think we're live on the Grind Facebook page,
on
the Grind 101.
Right.
We are live on the Grind 101 IG page. And I think we are live on, is that your page, your IG?
We just got live on my IG.
We're live on Pam's IG. And we are live via audio on blogtalkradio.com/thegrind101. For those of you that want to dial in, so we can hear your voice, we can talk to you. Dial in number 646-668-2564. 646-668-2564. Let me throw this in the Facebook chat. 646-668. What is it, Pam?
646-668-2564. Hey, I got it. All right, all right. Absolutely.
Taking her shot.
Yes.
2564.
Great morning to everybody. We see you jumping on IG. Great
all
morning
right.
to all of you that are tuning in. We're getting it together. Real people, real lives, for real. Giving some real results, right? That's what it's all about. We got together, though.
Mm-hmm. I told you earlier, that I had to eat my breakfast. My breakfast in the morning is typically oatmeal. So.
Right. And anytime Nate doesn't eat, it's not a good thing.
Ooh, it's not good.
So I'm glad that you decided to go get your breakfast. I can go all day without eating, but that's not his.
Don't tell people that. Don't tell people. Words have power. Pam McCray cannot go all day without eating because something happens on the inside that doesn't manifest itself to the outside.
Right.
Right. Until later on. Right. So that's all a part of the show today, guys. Keep up. We get ready to give you guys some hard hitting, drastically truthful information. So take your emotional hats off. Okay. And put your self-help hat on, and we're going to help you help you today, right? You ever heard that saying, help me help you, help me help you? I want to help you help yourself first. So the title of the show today is Keep Up. And before we do that, guys, I want to jump into a song some of you saw me post late last night. I talked about a song that we were going to feature on the show today. And it's by a gentleman that Pam and I have known for quite some time. How long have we known?
Oh, wow. Ooh, a long time. I mean, well,
not
we got to
say.
I'm going to say probably it's got to be at least 10, 12 years, at least. Because, because we've been a part of some other ventures together.
Okay. 10, 12 years.
Something like that.
that we've known each other. And we've always known this gentleman to grind, right? We've never seen him not grinding. And one of the things that we understand is that if you keep grinding and lay that foundation, eventually something is going to be erected on that foundation.
Right. Yeah,
and
10 years. Uh-huh.
10 years, uh-huh. Man. And we've seen that a lot of hard work. That's right. What's up, Johnny? What's going on? He actually is on the broadcast today. Great to have him. We'd love to get you, brother, if you get the opportunity to dial in. The number dial in 646-668-2564. 646-668-2564. We'll have you give a little commentary after this. But we're going to play his brand new single, right? His brand new single, and you guys can actually go to iTunes and grab that single right now, right? Grab it right now, right? We always talk about support, but sometimes we fail to support one another. Right. So go grab that single, man. I actually listened to it, for the first time last night. I was like, oh, this is pretty dope. this is dope. I like this. Right. I don't know if Pam has heard it yet.
I haven't heard it yet.
So Pam is
going to
hear it for the first time.
Then I'll be going to iTunes
again. There you go. Pam is here for the first time right here. But I was like, man, this is dope. I love this. So I want to pump this volume up just a little bit so that you guys get the full effect. And the title of his single, man, you gotta keep me honest, girl.
I'm sorry.
You know? You don't be looking out for your man. You got to look out for your man. Lady, look out for your man.
Yours
not even on. Yours not even on. What's going on with you? I can't with you. I'm going to need another partner. Can I get another co-host on the grind, please? Mine is failing right now. Oh, my Lord. All right. So, guys, I'm going to turn this around so it can be, you guys get the full effect of the brand new single by Jay Sherrod himself, I Ain't Trippin'. Check this out.
Up in the cloud, that's where I'ma be. I ain't trippin'. On my mind, what I want to see. I ain't trippin'. On my grind, gotta focus on me. I ain't trippin'. And I ain't worried about a thing. I ain't worried about a guy. I ain't trippin'. On my mind, what I want to see. I'm visualizing what I want, I didn't grow free. I elevated, got an increase. $1 billion praying, it don't matter what you think. I see it's written all on your face. Attention, focus on winning. Keep swinging bases, looking like the last inning. I see them coming from a mile away. Trying to get positioned, they interested in the play. Pumping brakes, you ain't heard it work. I took a leap of faith, so I know that work works. Calculated moves called shots. They wanna see you lose, they ain't know that freedom call. Pay the price, better step it up. You in last place, you ain't grinding hard. I ain't tripping. Up in the cloud, that's warm.
www.iainttrippin.com. Support this phenomenal brother. It's on iTunes. It's on Amazon. It's on CD Baby. It's on Google Play. It is everywhere out there, you know. But congratulations. Phenomenal new single by none other than Jay Sherrod. We truly celebrate you, congratulate you, brother, because we definitely have watched you grind for a long time. So congratulations. I love that song.
Yeah, man. I ain't tripping. I got to look, you know, this, well, I'm 100% real, you know, everything that we do. You know, I ain't copped it yet, but I'm going to cop it right after this show. You know, make sure I get it in my playlist because I absolutely love it.
Yes.
The words are uplifting.
It sure is.
Man, it really puts you on your grind. So I love it, man. So, you know, definitely Johnny Sherrod has kept up with what's going on. And that's what we're going to talk about today, man. We want to talk. We may have him on just a minute if he has the time to dial in. I know he's on the IG Live. We'll see if he has time to dial in. If you have time to dial in, bro, let me know on the IG and I'll fly back over and grab you at some point. So so keep up. So this morning you put me some
yes, you have Nutriverse in your
Nutriverse in my OJ. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I gotta make sure I get mine.
Matter of fact, we had like two almost empty bottles into the refrigerator. I'm like, what is this? Like what I don't know if anybody saw my live last night, but anyway, what is this?
Right? That's a whole nother show.
But yes, you have Nutriverse in your orange juice, okay?
So, ladies and gentlemen, keep up, because, you know, and that's a word, yeah, brother, go ahead and dial in, and we'll grab you here in just a moment. So that's the word that has permeated my mindset for quite some time, is keep up, you know, and we all heard the saying before, Pam, I ain't, you know, keeping up with the Joneses, you know, that's not the type of keep up that I'm talking about, right?
Right.
The keep up that I'm talking about is the keeping up with the things that you said you were going to do.
That's good.
And keeping up with the vision that you said you had, keeping up with the goals that you said you were going to do to get to that vision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't keep up, then you're going to have that very eerie, nauseating feeling in your stomach that is going to hit you at a certain age, and you're going to feel as if you haven't accomplished anything, right? Because reality is, you may not have accomplished the things that you were put here to accomplish, right?
Wow.
So we have to make sure that we keep up with who we said we were going to be. Now, here's the thing, fam. Some of y'all haven't really set anything into play yet, right? Some of you haven't even addressed yourself.
Right.
Yeah. Some of you haven't had that talk with the man or the woman in the mirror, as we always talk about, right? Some of you haven't had that talk. So if you haven't had that talk yet, then that means it's time for you to have that talk.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that, who am I? Because it's great, Pam, because we put all of these, we can put all these affirmations
mm-hmm.
on the board, right? Yeah. All of these affirmations we can put on the board. We can put them around the house. We can put them on our mirrors. We can say them every day, and we know that words absolutely have creative power
absolutely.
In your life, right?
Yeah, they do.
So if they have creative power, that means if you say the words, if you write the words, then you have to rethink,
mm-hmm.
think that you must believe the words.
Right.
And in a lot of cases, people don't. They just write them, and they say them, and they want to post them on this thing called social media. And they want to be the external success, but the interior or the inside failure.
Right, absolutely.
If you don't believe it, then you will never achieve it.
Right. Well, I think that what can happen when it comes time to that, many times, just like when you're saying the affirmations or you're putting them up around the walls and things of that nature, if you're not visiting them every day, that mm-hmm. every day is something. It's actually one of my favorite words, because. Mm-hmm. When you have that everyday mindset, what's going to happen is, now the more that you do speak it, the more that you're going to become, become it, and you're going to believe it more. But if you're only looking at it every now and again, if you're only speaking those things every now and again, what's going to happen is you're not going to keep up with your goals and your dreams. Instead, you're going to find yourself falling behind, right? And you're looking up and you're wondering, why am I in the same position? Why am I not advancing? Why am I not moving towards that goal? It's because of a lack of consistency and a lack of really, really knowing exactly where you could actually get to if you just really zone in, focus on that thing, and keep on going every single day. It's the everyday mentality. And if you don't have that mentality, what's going to happen is you start to play games, you know, with your goals and your dreams. and you end up falling behind. You don't keep up with them, you know, right. Because our goal every day should be able to, we should have the mindset of stretching ourselves beyond that goal, you know, really stretch. But it's an everyday mindset that you got to have to get up and to really grind towards it. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So speaking of, and that's good stuff, and the groundwork keeps coming up. And, you know, and speaking of the everyday attitude and the everyday mentality, the mindset that you have to have, you know, I want to flip over real quick before we move any further, because we have, you know, I'm going to call him. You got to call him by his, you got to call him by his name, his other name.
Okay.
We have Jake Sherrod on the line with us today, live on the grind. We want him to come on the mic, and we want to talk to Jay Sherrod about, you know, this brother. I know this brother ain't changed. He's just who he is, but he grinding,
right.
You know. So we want to talk to him with the topic today, which is keep up. Jay Sherrod, you are live on the grind with Nate and Pam. What's going on, my brother?
Peace, brother. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, man. Loud and clear. What's good, fam?
What's going on, Jay Sherrod?
All is well. First and foremost, I want to thank you guys for doing what you guys did, introducing my single on your show. I really appreciate that. That's a whole lot of love. We've been grinding for a long time, and yeah, I've been knowing you guys for probably over 10 years, and it's been a grind. Like you say, it's been a grind, and I'm just excited about, you know, the campaign that I've been working on thus far.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And this, all of this is kind of prompt too, you know, for Jay, because when we, you know, I didn't call him up last night and say, hey, Jay, I want to have you on the grind. You know what I'm saying? I want to have you on the grind. I didn't even get his approval to put his picture and his single out there, you know, but I just know us being family the way we are and how he is, he would approve. So I did it,
right.
Brought him on
right.
the show. He would have never known that this was happening if he wasn't plugged into what we're doing, right? So love gives love. So we wanted to say, man, appreciate you as well for always showing Pam and I love, man, and
yeah.
always being in our corner, man. And this single is banging, brother.
Right.
I appreciate you, man.
Yeah,
I
mean, man. Yeah. Go ahead, Jay.
Oh, okay. I'm making sure you hear him. I'm getting a little feedback. Because I got the show
okay,
live on the bed.
Yeah,
oh,
we
okay.
professional over here.
Turn that down.
There you go.
So tell us a
okay.
little bit about what you've been working on.
Right now, like I said, since last August or September, I've been working on the I Ain't Trippin' campaign, putting this song together, man. It's probably been about 3 years, man. Mm-hmm. It's been through a major process trying to get this song complete and get it right like I wanted to before I actually released it. So when you guys talk about a grind, man, it's a grind. And how I look at a grind is just going through this process is basically just seeing your goal, seeing your vision and what you want to do and going after that vision, living it raw. And then you're going to go through a process where you're not going to see people that's not going to believe in your grind. And they're not supposed to believe in your grind because it's your grind, it's your vision, it's what you see. It's up to you to grind and make sure that dream or that goal gets manifest.
Wow.
You talking truth right there. But and that's the thing that we're talking about now. The show this morning is Keep Up, and it's not keeping up with the Joneses per se, as the cliche goes. It's really keeping up with self, keeping up with what you said you were going to do, which is your goals to actually get to that vision. So, and I know, Jay, as you were actually moving through this process, we saw you on social media, man. We saw your consistency. We saw you, the whole I Ain't Tripping campaign. You know, you set that thing up, man, like a G, you know, and then you kicked off the, you know, the whole I Ain't Tripping single, man. Talk to us a little bit about what that process looked like for you and what it looked like for the people that were closest to you to help you get that done.
Well, first off, like you guys said earlier in the show, you know, I've been grinding for a long time. You watch me grind, and I'm the type of person that just don't like to sit around. I have to do something. And I was going through a situation where I was putting on too many hats, trying to do too many things at one time. I got to a point where I was in a situation where I would try one thing, and if it didn't work like I wanted to, I didn't have the discipline to lock in and stick to that one thing. So I was jumping around. I never really had the success that I wanted to in the certain things that I wanted to do. And then I also learned that, you know, going through this process, you're going to get around people that may try to get the best of you. You're going to be around people that really don't have the best interest. They're just energy vampires, want to latch on to your dreams and goals and try to thrive off of them. So I went through that process, man. Just long story short, I was just at the house by myself and just thinking about all the things that I had tried and done. And I had to tell myself, like, not to worry about that. It's not their dream. It's not the goal. Not to think about those disempowering thoughts to stop me. Not to don't just quit, you know. And then this thing just came in my head. I ain't tripping about this. So I had to move forward with that. So it started with just talking to myself, telling myself, hey man, boy, why are you worried about this stuff, man? Why are you worried about the people? It's you, it's your dream, it's your goal. You need to do what you need to do for it to manifest. So I ain't tripping came to mind. Started off just playing around with the hook around the house, and then I just really just started writing on basically a lot of things that I had been through. So the song, actually, I'm talking to myself, you know, and it's one line at the end of that first verse, and I'm like, if you're in last place, you ain't grinding hard enough. You know, if you feel that you're not making a difference, you're not impacting the people that are around you in the circle that you're in, you ain't grinding enough. You're going to have to work a little harder. And that's what it's all about, working hard on your dream or your goal and not letting anyone or anybody stop you or deter you from that.
Wow.
So your mess became your message.
Wow.
One thing that stood out with me when I heard you just say, you said, you know, things were kind of getting you down. And people need to understand that this is going to happen. Things are going to come in, and we call them hyenas, right? The hyenas, they ain't never fool. They always looking to devour something. They want to eat all the time. And they'll eat whatever's closest to them. But I heard you say you had to realize, you said, you know what, I ain't tripping, right? So all of a sudden, you adopted that phrase. And so now God just kind of gave you that whole thing. And as you pushed this thing through, it became your message. And I'm like, that's dope, man. That's dope. Penny, you want to say something?
Right. No. I mean, he said so much with just those few words. Just hearing, number one, process. And the fact of the matter that, you know, at the end of the day, when you have your goals and your vision, everybody's not going to believe in it. So you have to be careful, you know, of the people, the energy vampires that's going to try to come in and try to take you off of your game. But when you're able to, you know, keep that vision in front of you and you realize that it's all a process that you got to go through and you keep grinding through that thing and don't trip, right? Right? I ain't tripping.
Right.
Then that's
right,
when,
right, right.
You know, things really begin to manifest in our lives. So, you know, and I love it. You know, you got to, where you said living it raw, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, when God has given us something that we're called to do, then, you know, we just got to go for it. You know, we got to live that thing. We got to understand that it's a process. It's going to be a grind. It's not going to be easy. But when we go through the process, then that is how, number one, it's necessary for us to become the person that we need to be on the other side of it. But now we're also going to realize that we got some things on the inside of us that we may not have realized, you know, prior to as we're becoming what we need to be. So, no, that's some great stuff. For real. So.
And also, I want to add, you know, that doing this this song or coming up with this single, I had to really lock down because, like I said, I hadn't really been disciplined focusing on that goal. So this is the first campaign that I actually, you know, putting all my energy and focus on this one thing, you know, and, you know, I see some success really. Some success coming out of it, and I'm gonna stay locked into this as long as possible, to this whole I Ain't Tripping campaign, because it's actually, you know, I don't call it a movement, I call it a mindset, because if you go through life with that mindset of not letting the things worry you, small things, even some big things that may come your way, you know, you're gonna have some challenges that's gonna come your way, but you have to live life, you know, and sacrifice. And not trip about those things and continue to move towards your goals or thing that you're trying to achieve. So that's what the mindset is all about. And like I said, I call it a mindset, a campaign, and that's what I'm pushing, and I'm going to continue to push. Like I said, I'm really disciplining myself to use all my energy and my thoughts into this campaign and not to waver and think about other things. So right now I'm thinking about things, how I can maneuver right now doing this quarantine thing online. I also have some merch as well. So just briefly to add, I did the merch first. I put the merch out first. You know, I got with a designer. Mm-hmm. I got him to do the logo, and I wanted to put the merch first because I wanted people to see it first, to see the vision, to see what I'm saying, you know, and see how strong the statement is, because it's really universal language. We say that all the time, especially Black folks. We use that all the time, you know, subconsciously we say it already. So it just made sense to me to go ahead and use that and create a logo behind it, put the merch out first so they can see it. I forgot what they call it. Can't think of the word. Anyway, put the vision out there first and then come back with the music so it can, you know, create that marriage where it makes sense to people.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we saw it all transpire.
Right.
And I know, Jay, you have some people that were like, right around you, close, man, in your camp. You know, who you want to give any shout outs to, man, here on the grind?
Well, first and foremost, for the most part, you know, I had friends, you know, telling me, you know, keep going, keep pushing, but the real thought process of it is really just been me right now. You know, mm-hmm. So all this marketing that you see going on right now has been me. So I haven't really connected with the people yet to, you know, to jump on board, me see the mindset, you know, believe in what I believe and help me take this to the next level. I haven't yet. My lady, she's been with me as well through this process, you know, inspiring me and encouraging me to move forward and to keep pushing. But as far as, you know, the technical things, as far as the process, sitting, writing things down, it's been all me. But I've been looking at other professionals, you know, and if I need something done, I would go to those professionals, pay for that service or that fee, and get what I need done. But as of somebody really in the grind with me, sitting down with me, creating, it's been mostly me.
Man, that's so deep, Jay, because, you know, I hear what you're saying, because you're saying, you know what, we talk about the same thing on the show, and we talk about controlling your controls and not letting anybody in that control center that's not really, that you don't feel is really, really down for you, and it's going to push your vision the way you're going to push it, right? So we always say, start with what you have, because what you have and where you are is enough right now.
Yes.
You did that, man. And honestly, when you see your production, you see, I like how you reached out to the professional services and you got the things that you needed and you guarded your vision. And when you guarded it to an extent to where it came out the way you wanted it to come out, man. And I got to tell you, man, big kudos, big ups to you on that, man, because, you know, I see, man, big, big things happening for you, man. I know I'm not gonna even speculate, man. We're gonna close this out. But what's next for Jay Sherrod after his first single?
I got another single that I'm gonna be following up with called Reach for the Top. I know you guys may have heard it but don't remember. But yeah, Reach for the Top will be the next single that I'm putting out. But just to add that, you know, with this campaign, there's so many things that I can do with it. So right now I'm working on the visual content, you know, and down the road soon, I'm looking to put together a short film. So, you know, I look at big major companies, you know, and I see how they market, and I just look at it and be like, well, why can't I do that? I have a vision too. You know, you just have to get with the professionals to get these things done. You know, I'm a very creative person. I'm a visionary. So it's just all about sitting down, locking yourself down, and writing these things down. And like I said, connecting with other professionals. So I've been looking around, seeing who's doing what. And with me, it's all about the look. It has to be competitive with the market. And you know, Nate, you always know me to be a lyricist, and when I'm a perfectionist in the studio. It has to be competitive, and I know right now I can run with the best right now. So, you know, connecting with professionals, doing the media, the photos and everything, I just made sure I reached for the top at those professionals that was doing that had some great, because I wanted a certain look. Because if those people could look a certain way, I can look a certain way too. It's just all about having your mindset and your vision locked on to those things that you want. And for some magical reason, these people, places, and things, it comes to you.
Absolutely.
Wow.
You remember MindQuest TV?
Right, right.
And everything.
Yeah.
I mean, this brother, he was relentless in what he did. And we all start somewhere, right? And, I mean, he still pushes the whole MindQuest TV. We started out knowing him as Johnny Sherrod.
Right, right.
Then, you know, on MindQuest.
Right.
We used to go down to the little jazz spots and listen to when he was Johnny, listen to Johnny back there, you know, spit a little bit. He had no music behind him or nothing like that. He was just doing it, you
right.
know, a cappella.
Right.
So definitely, brother, we can see, man, that your grind has paid off and is paying off and is going to pay off even bigger, man, than what it is right now. Pam, you got anything else you want to say before we close out?
No, you know, I just want to say, you know, just all the nuggets that you dropped on here, and it's so powerful, because when you got it on the inside, you're just going to come to the outside. But, you know, just listening, you guys, you know, to you, Jay Sherrod, and just hearing you say it's not, you know, it's powerful. It's not a movement. It's all about a mindset, for real. It's all about a mindset. And when you change that mindset, then all things will become possible. When you just get up every day, keep grinding, and reaching for the top. I love it. I mean, so, you know, just thank you for your grind, because your grind is inspiring, you know, others. It's definitely been an inspiration to us, just being connected, seeing you from afar, watching you grow, watching your tenacity, because for real, like from day one, he's always had that energy, that drive, that even in the different things that we did, like
right.
for real, right?
Right.
He'd show up, you know, be the professional. You always were like the professional, so I could see that perfectionist, but you were always that one that no matter what, you know, even in the businesses that we did, when everybody had fallen out, quit, and things of that nature, you were still that one believing right alongside with us. And so we're just super excited to celebrate you. And definitely, you know, glad and thankful to have the opportunity to promote you. And definitely, as we close out, we want you one more time to tell everybody where they can find you, how they can support you. Let's go out and definitely download this song, I Ain't Trippin'. So we'll let you share your information so that everybody can know and follow Jay Sherrod. So back at you, brother.
Okay, well, first and foremost, I'm waiting on my T-shirt. I'm ready. I'm ready to rock that grind shirt. I'm ready
okay.
to promote that
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
But
yes,
they can definitely go on they can at Jay Sherrod Productions. They can go on IAintTrippin.com. That's IAintTrippin, TRIPPIN.com. They can also go on iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon. They want to type in MindQuest. That's MindQuest. And for the merch, again, you can go on at Jay Sherrod Productions. I'm working on a website. I had a few things, challenges I went through with that, but that should be up soon where they can go on my website and order as well. And once you go on at Jay Sherrod Productions, you can DM me the details of what type of color you want, a shirt you want, and I'll make sure that gets sent out to them.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Absolutely. My brother, it's been an honor, man, and a pleasure, you know, having you on the show today, man. And I think you said some great things to the people, man. I know they enjoyed everything that came out of your mouth, brother. So keep grinding, keep striving, man, and keep reaching for the top. We'll be back for the next single.
Yes, keep grinding, brother. See you later.
Thank y'all. Thank you. And I'll stay connected with y'all as well.
All right, awesome.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, Jay Sherrod, go cop the single. It's pretty dope, man. We played it at the beginning of the show.
We'll
let me drop that thing off and we close
yeah,
out
close
for y'all.
It out
too,
with it
all right?
So,
absolutely. So keep up, man. Keep up, you know, what's happening with everybody this day and age. You know, Jay's story is similar to a lot of people's story. He was just able to push through. And he said something that really stood out to me, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
he said he had to lock down and focus.
And focus.
Right? He was trying to do too many things. Right? He can't focus. So that means he was falling behind on the vision that God gave him. Right? And the way it kind of like falls in, we always say falls in your lap. But the way God gives it to us, you say it so many times, Pam, you know, he'll turn your mess into your message.
Right.
Because that mess is where you're growing. And when you're messed, you're passionate about getting out of it. Sometimes, man, you can turn that into a message and capitalize on it.
Right. No, that's good. And absolutely right. And that's what it takes in life, is to zone in and to focus. Because many times he had too many hats going on. And we can all find ourselves in that position. I know I've been there. And when you find yourself in that position, it's like everybody else around you is moving and growing, and you find yourself in the same position. And then one day you have to wake up and be like, oh, heck no.
Right.
You know, I got to get rid of some of these hats. Because you could even find yourself advancing somebody else's purpose, and you done forgot totally about your own. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to start to let go of some of those hats and now zone in on the one hat or whatever hat it is that God is telling you to now put on and for you to wear, and now get up and you grind towards them. And so now it's during that season that you're able to, number one, think clearly, that you're able to see clearly, because now you've zoned in on the vision that God has given you. And now when you sit back and you listen, and now you take the things that you know that you're supposed to do, that's when your grind is now going to line up with the assignment that's at hand. But if you got too much going on in life, then what ends up happening is you can't keep up. You're going to fall behind because you're trying to do too much. And we can all kind of relate to that, I'm sure, in life. But there comes a time where you got to get sick and tired of being sick and tired. And then you just get up and you now focus on the things that you need to focus.
Yeah, that laser focus. Man.
Yeah,
that shutdown is a beast when you decide to do it, because you know we all have to get to the point to where we're not living our lives externally.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like effortless when you're taking care of what's on the inside and you're doing what you were led to do, and it feels good when you're doing it. It's not really a task. It feels good. Yeah, there's a little bit of discouragement that comes into play because you know, as Johnny said, there's always going to be those energy vampires. I call them hyenas. Right.
Right.
They're always going to be there. They're always looking to devour somebody, and they don't discriminate who they devour. So that's why you can't cast your pearls among swine.
Right.
Because they don't. Not everybody's going to understand your grind.
Right.
And your vision. And when you find somebody that does, that's why I wanted to bring that out with Johnny. He's gotten where he is right now. Just really him being the sole proprietor of his vision.
And you know, right, and that's powerful, because many times we don't understand. A lot of times when what can happen in life is that when you start to make a vision with other people, or you know, you want people to buy into the things that you want to do, most people quit. You know, when they don't get support of people around them, or they can't you know, find somebody to lock arms with them and to buy into their vision. But what's powerful is that, you know, what he said was, you know what, I got rid of them hats. And I realized that, you know what, in this season, I'm enough. I am enough for me to now focus on what God is telling me to do and to move this thing forward. And, you know, at the end of the day, as I move, right, this is his mindset, right? As I move, then guess what? God is going to give me everything that I need in order to manifest the dream. And, you know, along the way, the connections that's supposed to happen, but let me do my part in order to continue to grind. Let me do what's necessary in order to put things into action. And that's powerful, because most people don't do that. They sit back and they wait on other people to believe in them. They wait on other people to buy into their vision, into their dream. They stop at the no's, right? And the you know, the negative, you know, thoughts, and they buy into the opinions of other people, and then end up not advancing themselves forward. So that's strong, you know, because he didn't worry about it. He said, you know what? Let me get up. Let me keep going. I ain't tripping, and I'm gonna do what was necessary in order to take this thing to the next level. And that's strong.
That's really, really strong.
Yeah.
And you can relate that to your own lives.
Right.
You know, if you're hearing this broadcast, you know, the topic for today's show is keep up. you know, keeping up with what you said or what you've been given, you really have, you know, you really have a responsibility to manifest that God gave you.
Right.
If you're not manifesting it, then that means you're basically squandering what you were given. You're not being a good steward over the vision that was given to you.
Right.
And when I see how Jay was able to turn his mess into his message, and now it's his whole platform or part of his platform, you know, he was able, you know, now to capitalize and come out a single. And you hear the passion. He's always been kind of, you know, just really fluid with, you know, with his words.
Right. Oh yeah, always.
You know, so God just used that gift to give him something that he can feel passionate about. Mm-hmm. And when he talks about it, you can hear his passion.
Right.
And I believe that's the epitome of what we all strive for.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What are you really, really good at?
Right.
Right. Well, but also know what you suck at too. Right. what am I good at?
Right.
And what do I suck at? Right.
You like that word?
I love that word. I can say what are you good at and what are you bad at? It would hold the same weight, right? But what are you good at and what do you suck at? Right. Because some of the things that you suck at, you need to do less of those things that you suck at right now.
Right.
And more of the things that you're good at right now.
Right.
Because there's that little voice on your shoulder saying, you really can't jump that high. You probably shouldn't be trying to play basketball. You know? You really can't shoot that well. You know? Or you know what this little voice on your shoulder say? You really look tone deaf and you can't really sing that well. You know? But all my friends are telling me, oh, you sound great. And then as soon as you get to American Idol, everybody's in the audience like, who are your friends? And what have they been telling you? All your friends are tone deaf. Right? So it's always that voice that says what you're good at. And you can tell, because if you're passionate about it, then whatever you focus on kind of grows.
It does.
So
yeah.
Focus more on the things, and you have to really make this assessment in your life and think about it. What am I good at and what do I suck at?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And if you suck at it, guys, you know, throw a poll out there, you know, for your closest friend. That may be two or three people. I don't know how many it is for you, right? Throw that out there and say, you know what, you know, kind of give me a summary. What do you think I'm good at? You know, and just want to throw that part out there. What do you think I'm good at? What do you think my gift is, if you want to say that?
Mm-hmm.
And then try and accentuate that gift more, right? And then kind of focus on that. But it has to be a confirmation. It has to be a buy-in from you. Somebody may say, well, I think you're really good at making cakes and you ain't never made a cake in your life. You may want to get a new friend. Right? They don't know
right.
you that well.
Right.
So go to somebody that does. But, you know, keep up, man. Keep up with what you said you would do. And, you know, consistency and commitment is doing the thing that you said you would do long after the feeling that you said you would do it in has
right.
gone.
Absolutely.
Right? We all have those up moments when we're like, oops, super hype. Oh my gosh, I'm going to start this now. And you wake up tomorrow and somebody tells you, well, that's going to cost you this much money. You're like, oh, shoot, I know I shouldn't have been trying to do that anyway.
Right.
Right?
One little hiccup and you toss it to the side, and that's not going to advance you to getting to where you want to get to in life. So, mm-hmm. you know, that commitment means that, you know what, the very moment that you, God gave you that vision, the very moment that you dreamed, you dreamt. Is it dreamt?
We'll put that in the grind dictionary.
Dreamt
it. You dreamt it.
Right, the moment
that's like Clint. I used to say Clint all the time.
Right.
Well, I Clint that yesterday.
Right, you did used to say that, right? And so, but anyway, you have to really remember that very moment and always keep that in your mind, because it's that moment that is going to help you get up and to drive and to move forward, because there's always going to be the challenges. There's always going to be the hurdles. There's always going to be the negative Nancy's, the voices and everything. But commit to that thing and get consistent with it. Line up with the grind and the goal got to line up. That's the problem. You know, many times we have these uphill goals and downhill grinds. And I say all the time that if the grind is not congruent with the goal, then what's going to happen is you're not going to accomplish it. So, you know, just realizing that and then getting up every day and understanding that consistency. That everyday word, I'm telling you, if everybody in the world, whatever it is that you want to accomplish, you remember that word every day. Every day you've got to do something in order to move forward, because that's what keep up means. Keep up, when you keep up with something, right? It means progress. Mm-hmm. So if you're not progressing, if you're not going from point A to point B and now getting to point C and point B and everything, then what's happening is you're not moving yourself forward. Okay. So you're staying in the same position. And you know, in this season, especially now as we, you know, as we're, you know, in this confinement season, everybody in this world, if you got a goal, you got a dream, you got a vision, if you come out the same, something's wrong. Something's wrong.
Something's wrong.
We're in this position for a reason right now.
Yeah. And everything yeah. And everything should be for you if you're really in your wheelhouse, as we call it. Things should more so be a confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can take motivation, right? I always have the saying, family tell you, I always say, motivate yourself, right? Because your situation should be your motivation.
Right. Only lasts for a moment.
Only lasts for a moment because you have to survive in between the motivational moments, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you wake up and you listen to that audio, if you wake up and you know, midday on the East Coast, 9 o'clock on the West Coast, you jump on the grind, right? And you get some motivation. You know, what's next in between your motivation points,
mm-hmm.
right? You have to have something that drives you, not even drives you, something that pulls you
right.
to the next spot.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're getting pulled to the next spot, that means there's something there that is pulling you there, and it's something that you've already created. We call that drive,
right?
That drive, and you're being pulled to that next spot, guys, then you get a motivational moment, and it makes you go to the next spot. But some of us have nothing pulling us, right? You haven't actually put anything in place. You haven't actually talked about with yourself, right, what my vision is and how I'm going to put my goals in place. And I can imagine what, you know, things that Johnny went through trying to get the graphics for his single, trying to put the music together, you know, trying to get the lyrics right in the studio. And there were some moments of discouragement in there, but the pull, right, and the vision, you being passionate about what you said you would do, is what pulls you from motivation to motivation.
Right. But you know, another great thing that he's mentioned too is that he said he looked at the greats, and he continues to look at the greats,
right?
You know, who have done it. And he looked at them with that mindset saying, if they do it, so can I. And if we all have that mentality, right, to knowing that, you know, we have the capability of doing exactly what we want to do. If somebody else could do it, then guess what? That means that we got what it takes to do it too. But you gotta know your craft. You gotta study your craft. You gotta grow. You gotta become. You gotta do. You gotta take some action. You know, in order to first and foremost realize that you are enough and you can do it. And now you put things into place to move in towards it. You know, so you look at the greats and realize that hey, I can do it too. You
Glean
are enough.
From the greats, the people that exemplify right. your same, you know, your same drive, your same principles.
Uh-huh.
You
yeah.
know, and when you really understand, guys, how this works, you know, you are willing to put your blood, sweat, and tears in it, even your own money into it, because the sacrifice is a part of the process.
Right.
And if you're not willing to put your own money into it,
mm-hmm.
right, we always say, you know, success is all about running in the red before you can run in the black.
Right.
Because right? you're gonna put some of your own, you know, nice blood, sweat, and tears, man, but you're going to have to put some cheese, some cheddar
mm-hmm.
in that thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you want it, you have to show people that you want it, so you put something of your own in it,
right?
And you know there's going to be efforts. You say, well, today I'll eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, you know? Today I'll go out and I'll have me a Spam sandwich, or whatever the case is, but you're so passionate about it. Yeah, I went way back, right? I don't know if they make that stuff anymore. But, you know, you get so passionate about it that you're willing to make those type sacrifices in whatever you do. I don't care if it's if you're working the job still right now and, you know, you want to get to the next level. If you're an up-and-coming artist like Jay, you want to move to the next level, you're willing to put some of your money into that thing because you're just that passionate
right.
about it and committed to it.
Right.
You know, maybe you have a home-based business and you got to realize, I got to put some money into this thing. You know, it's going to be a fraction of what I would put in traditionally, but I can go here just by doing this, and now I'm going to put more in it because it's all about the person that's able to get there the fastest,
right?
Right? So,
right.
So how are you going to actually get there and keep up with yourself and move to the next level? Not with the intent to say, well, I want the outside world to see me. Guys, I always say that the grind is the part that comes just before the shine. If you grind hard enough, because there is no light down there.
Down in the trenches.
It's all dark, right? In the trenches. It's dark. So if you grind hard enough, you're going to create a powerful enough platform. And when you create that platform, trust and believe there's something that's going to pull you out of that grind, and you're going to actually have the opportunity to shine. And at that point, you take somebody else with you, right, as you're shining. And now you become basically the beacon of light and the person that has helped pull somebody up with you. So that's what it's all about. Guys, I think we're running a low on time. I know we started this thing twice here. So we're going to close out. Anything you want to close out with, Pam?
No, only thing I can say is, you know, it's time to realize that you got to keep up, right? Keep up with them goals. Keep up with those, with your grind, your vision, and get up every day. And just like Jay Sharon said, you got to put 100% of your energy into it in order to get yourself to the next level. For real, it's going to take all of you, not half of you, not a piece of you, you know, none of that. I used to put my pinky toe into some of the things that we wanted to see happen in our lives. And then I realized that, you know what, I got to put my whole self into it in order for this thing to manifest and to become my reality. And so when we realize that, and we get up and we keep making sure that we are progressing every single day, doing what's necessary in order to get ourselves to the next level, that's when that grind, what we're doing in the trenches, will actually come to the light. You got it ready? So, yeah. So that's all we got for today. We want to say thank you again for joining us on The Grind. Thank you so much, Jay Sharon, for coming on and being a blessing on our show today. Y'all go out. Definitely check this brother out. Follow him.
I knew God was with me. I always just prayed. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back.
God bless you, man. See you guys on the next
one. Life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out, and I'm going to testify, and we're going to have a little church over there.
I want to say, you redeem yourself from this morning.
Right, I'm like, wait a minute, we supposed, yeah,
you kept me honest. I like
yeah,
that.
We closing out.
Let's close out. Let's close out right. With Jay Sharon song, I Ain't Tripping, y'all. Let me hear that. God bless y'all, man.
God bless.
Tripping.
Up in the cloud, that's where I'ma be. I ain't trippin'. On my mind, what I want to see. I ain't trippin'. On my more grind, gotta focus on me. I ain't trippin'. And I ain't worried about a thing.
Nope.
I ain't worried about a guy. I ain't trippin'. On my mind, what I want to see. I'm visualizing what I want, I didn't broke free. I elevated, got a new piece. $1 million brand, it don't matter what you think. I see it's written all on your face. Attention, focus on winning. Keep swinging bases, loaded like the last inning. I see them coming from a mile away. Trying to get position, they interested in the play. Play. Pumping brakes, you ain't heard it work. I took a leap of faith, so I know that works. Calculated moves called shots. They wanna see you lose, they ain't know that freedom calls. Pay the price, better step it up. You want last place, you ain't grinding hard. I ain't tripping. Up in the cloud, that's what I'll be. Look at it like a blessing, not a struggle. was in it. You ain't notice that.
And gossiping.
What he doing? He had it again. I'm flippy bitch, buddy. You can't even set a string. Yeah, I've been dug since my younger days. Grow man, another face. I sharpen my blade. Yeah, I stay in competition with myself. I'm a worst critic, so I just better myself. Yeah. So before I go, I'ma let you know. Up in the cloud, that's where I'ma be. I ain't trippin'. On my mind, what I want to see. I ain't trippin'. I'm on my grind, gotta focus on me. I ain't trippin'. And I ain't worried about a thing.
Nope.
I ain't worried about a guy. I ain't trippin'. Yeah. I'm so focused, man. Listen. I ain't trippin'. Can't stop a black man on a mission. I ain't trippin'. On my grind, coming up, brother. I got.
Yep, yep, y'all go cop that, man. Jay Sherrod, I ain't tripping. Everywhere, go find it. iTunes, Google
that's
Play,
right.
All
at,
over the world.
That's right, at Jay Sherrod Productions.
Get the merch. Yeah, yeah, let's support
right.
this brother, man. God bless
and
y'all.
Bro, let me know if you need a background singer.
The number you don't want to call. That's what I was talking about earlier. All right, y'all. God
see
bless
y'all,
y'all, man. We'll
see y'all,
y'all
on Friday. Right on the grind. Be blessed, y'all. That's funny. That was good.